But first, we were talking about mom and pop shops trying to make it today in the world of the internet and corporate businesses. And we thought we'd invite into the studio a guy that we've known for a long time. He runs a mom and pop shop. It's Shorty DeFazio, a memorabilia.
Oh, wait.
There he is.
A memorabilia expert.
Jump the door there.
Hey, Shorty, how are you?
Hey, how you toes doing? Hey, guys. How you doing there? It's an unusual item. That's what I run. I run a store up there in the Northeast.
Yeah, do you want to plug it?
Yeah, it's called Hey, That's an Unusual Item,
uh-huh.
And we sell whatnots and bric-a-bracs.
And it's where now?
It's up there in the Northeast.
Okay. Like New York or?
It's around there. You know, okay. I got family. I got a lot of family in Philly. Matter of fact, one of my cousins is in a radio show, kind of like you guys.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That was the name of the show.
The Touchdown Brothers.
Oh, man, we've heard of them.
Crossing the fields.
Hey, look at George over there laughing. You got those big old balls on, you know.
What's that now?
What?
How's your mom and pop shop doing?
Yeah, it's not doing too well.
Oh, no.
It's not doing too well. We're really struggling. And, you know, a lot of people, they come into my store and they look and handle all the unusual items, and then they go on Amazon and buy them.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, Amazon or eBay. Fortunately for eBay, you know, that's just my item. You know, it's from my store. So they start finding it on eBay, and I just have to ship it to them.
Right.
I'm like, why don't you just buy it in the store, you know?
You okay?
He's stuck.
Yeah, sorry about that. So I got some items here. These are good for cowboy fans.
Yeah, this is great. Shorty always brings items with him.
Oh, lots of good ones. Items. Yeah. Look at this. This is pretty huge. I'm going to have to pull the blanket off of this one. Look at that,
guys. Look at the size of that
Look
thing.
At that. Yeah, it's about 10 feet tall. This is the home edition of Sky Mirror.
Oh, wow.
You too can have an irrelevant piece of obnoxious modern art in your backyard. Each one of them hand signed by Orlando Scandrick and Gene Jones. Look at that.
Odd combo.
$1,200 each. These are,
I guess
I've only got 1,000 of these.
Pretty cool. Flower bed, maybe.
Signed.
Yeah. All right, and then look at this. This is a little bit small item. This is a good little desk item. A lot of people have desks at home these days.
Yes, and all days.
So you can... This is a... bronzed Dallas Bryant droppings.
Oh, man.
$30 a dung here. Isn't that nice?
Who would want
those? You can use it as a paperweight. You can use it as just bronze dung droppings.
You got to be a big Dez fan to get those.
Yeah, and for some of you people with bigger desks, like this console that we're sitting at here, this next item would be great for you. Look at this. Bronzed Larry Allen droppings.
Oh, no.
$300.
Wow.
They use a lot more bronze on them. Yeah. And then this is a large item. You can see it's a door.
Yeah, look at the size of that.
It's a door here. This is the stall door that Jerry Jones' restroom stripper photos were taken in front of.
Oh, how could you have that authenticated?
Now, I'm asking $2 million for this.
$2
million? Yeah, why am I asking so much? Because Jerry offered me $1 million not to put this up for sale.
Oh,
so you got to make your money.
I got to make a little money here.
That is unusual.
What?
No, I said that's unusual. I just stammered a little bit.
Hey, he said it a little weird, though.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. And then this. Look at this nice little jewelry case here. I think your listeners are really going to like this. This is Tony Romo's Super Bowl ring. Look at that.
Well, there's no such thing.
This is, it's a great story. The provenance behind this is that it was commissioned by Tony himself when he retired. He was determined to get one. By hook or crook, he was going to get one. But now he's selling it to fund his golfing habit. Typical Tony, $400 for this item. Unusual.
It wouldn't seem like he would need $400.
And then here's some clearance items here I got from my friend Carlton Maxwell.
Oh, okay.
You guys know him.
Yeah.
This is Dak Prescott's book, Dak Prescott's Guide to Throwing the Ball, forward by Vinny Testaverde, $15 a copy.
Okay.
Yeah. All of them signed by, hand signed.
Yeah.
By Orlando Scandrick and Gene Jones.
Weird combo. Very weird.
It's unusual.
It's unusual,
unusual. And any Longhorn fans out there?
Oh, there's a bunch out there.
Any Tar Heel fans out there?
Tons.
Listen up. Look at these books. I got 50 of them here. Personalized copies of the Kama Sutra autographed by Mac Brown and Sally Brown.
Oh, their own copy.
Their own copy.
Wow.
$200. I got 50 of these. They signed all of them. They posed for all the erotic photography.
Oh, they did not.
I mean, look at these positions, George. Look at that. Did you even know human beings could do that thing?
No, I didn't.
And look at that. That's not even a natural place.
Okay.
It's great. That's $200.
It is great.
Any golf fans out there besides Tony Romo?
Here's a big golfer.
Yeah, all right, George, you're going to like this. Look at this table. What's on top of this table.
All right.
This is the fake money that Tiger and Phil played for.
Fake?
It's a stack of fake $9 million.
Incredible.
And I'm selling this, George, for $9 million.
Don't buy that, George. That sounds like a ripoff.
You can exchange your stack of $9 million real dollars for this stack that was on TV.
But it was on TV for Tiger and Phil.
And I still have two more of Norm's fart muffling pillows for the ticket fans out there. $10 each. And then finally, Dallas Cowboy cheerleader hot pants.
Here we go.
New $20. Used. For the post-Me Too price of $20. Same price!
Okay.
Same price!
Okay. Even Shorty. Even Shorty has changed.
Come up in ya. There he is, Shorty DeFazio.
I want you guys to watch this. No funeral.
No, stop it, Shorty. He's joking. No.
All right, we're not going to go through that. It's 8:48 on the ticket. We'll talk Texas and Oklahoma with Brian Jones from CBS Sports next.